East Coast Breakfast.
This Sunday is the big day. We have two of the most competitive but also lucky franchises that are going head-to-head in the Fin Cup T20. It's the Hollywood Bets Sharks taking on the Hollywood Bets Dolphins at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. It is going to be epic. I know this. Joining us right now to concur, to agree possibly, hopefully, with me, is the CEO of Dolphins, Meneer Heinrich Strydom. Goeiemôre, meneer.
We also have with us Hollywood Bets brand and communications manager, Devin Heffer. So thank you so much for coming in, gentlemen. I hope this is not the time you're telling the two boys that they're not involved, because they are so into this match. It's like they're going to be in the teams. But Dev, we'll get to you in a moment. Heinrich, how's the preparations been going for the game this weekend?
Good morning, Carmen. Yeah, I think those two boys, they've basically forced their way in.
Yeah,
so
right.
There's no way of getting rid of them now. No, I think prep's going well. I'm personally very excited. We're busy putting up a new big screen through Splashout. So that should be functioning by Sunday. So a lovely experience that we can then give to all the fans as well. But yeah, prep's going well. The pitch is looking good. Outfield's starting to look green again. So yeah, we're ready to go.
I cannot tell you how excited I am. I'm excited, obviously, because I was I'm your official tosser. Did they tell you? I will be doing the coin toss in the middle before everything gets started. That's my responsibility. Decide who will start the batting, who will start the fielding. I'm that guy.
Yeah, no, it's a massive responsibility. We looked far and wide, and finally we found the perfect guy to be that tosser. So thanks for joining us. We actually wanted to ask you whether you'd be able to do a few cameo roles throughout the day as well. We need a little bit of an umpire
for
some of the overs as well. So I don't know. Do you know all the rules?
I don't think he knows all the rules.
I do. I do. Mm-hmm. If the ball hits you on the below the knee.
Yeah. What's that?
And you've got a shark shirt on, it's Albie.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
If you do, yeah. I got all of those.
And
yeah,
we've got a dolphin shirt for you to be the umpire as well. So.
That's perfect.
Nice. Dev, this is really an amazing opportunity to see the Hollywood Bets Dolphins and the Hollywood Bets Sharks in action against each other. It really is unique. Do you think, who's more excited, the cricket fans or the rugby fans? Who's more, you're both here, who's more invested in this match, gentlemen?
No, I think it's all the Durban fans. I mean, you know, you bring two of Durban's biggest franchises together, and I think it's been amazing that we bring two sports teams that are at the top of their game. I know the Sharks are struggling a little bit, but you got to remember they won the Curry Cup last year, won the Challenge Cup last year, finished third in the URC. You know, the Dolphins coming off One Day Cup champions. So I mean, you know, we got two proper teams coming here, and of course a little bit of a different game in a T20 cricket match. Everyone loves T20. It's been amazing how cricket is really starting to grow again. The pro tiers are at their best. Our Springboks are at their best. So, I mean, it's just really, really exciting as we're going into this weekend. And hopefully, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of fun for all the fans out there. So whether you're a Sharks fan or a Dolphins fan, you know, bring those cricket bats, bring those rugby balls. You're going to be able to get all the autographs you want. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
And I can't stress this enough, but you guys have seen firsthand how competitive in every possible sport. Carmen, you won't know this, but I was once down, all the way down at the South Coast.
Yes,
and I bumped into one of the Sharks players and I said, let's have a game of table tennis. It got so competitive. You don't understand.
I think that was you. Not so much
is
the
it me?
Player.
Do you think so? No, but like any game where you stick professional sportsmen in a challenge with each other, they just rise to it. And I can promise you, the Hollywood Bets Sharks are not daunted at all at the prospect of taking on this Dolphins team in a T20 matchup. Am I right, Heinrich? There's been some challenges.
Yeah, there's been some good banter, and I know a few of those Sharks boys as well. There's a lot of talent in there. So I mean, a lot of them actually played cricket at school. Like Nick Hatton actually played for the S19s at a stage. So some good talent there from a cricket point of view as well. But yeah, hopefully our guys have been training for many, many years now. So hopefully we'd be able to give them a good run for their money.
All right. So and I would know this because I'm going to be in the middle. I am the did I mention I'm the official.
Yes, thank you.
I'm the tosser.
Yes, Derek.
Of the coin. Before everything gets started. But there's a big announcement here, Carmen. They didn't just come in here to chinwag with us. CEO of the Dolphins, Heinrich Strydom, and Hollywood Bets brand and communications manager, Devin Heffer, have got an announcement to make. And this is going to be so exciting.
Big.
It's big, right?
It's so big.
I mean, this is big. It's the Finn Cup.
Yeah.
It's big. Devin, can I get to... There's an announcement. I can see he's itching. You know when Devin
you
has
know
that,
when
like,
he comes
he
in
leans
with his
forward like
big
this
fat goes, wallet, yeah.
Has an announcement. Yeah. We'll get there. But I just want to check, how are we doing ticket sales? Heinrich, are we still... How do we get tickets? Is it still Ticket Pro?
Yeah, Ticket Pro. It's going well. I think we're sitting at about 6,500 now. So hopefully excellent. We can push that to about 10. I think rush... Go and get your tickets and make sure you don't miss out on this. I think a big focus for us actually being family and making it a family event. So there's Ola bringing in a kids area, and then also Dolphy and Sharky will be around. Mm. You'll get an opportunity to get signatures from all your Euros. And I think for us, both our franchises, we're looking after the next generation as well. So let's make it a big family day and come and support the boys.
Okay, Devin, I know you're here. I see that massive wallet. You always come with big news to share. Yes. It's always a big announcement with you. Tell us why you're here today.
Yeah, so obviously we always want to incentivize people to come down to support our teams. And I mean, what better than bringing two of these franchises together? And I mean, as Heinrich already mentioned, there's going to be a lot of activations on the ground, a lot of free giveaways, a lot of things happening. But of course, we want you warming up. You've got to get that one hand ready if you're going to be in the crowd. So we're going to be giving away a share of 50,000 Rand on Sunday for anyone who can take a one-handed catch. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. We always got to have a little bait out there for the people who come through. I remember we did that during the internationals last year, and guys were like, I'm coming for that. And one guy actually ended up winning it. So I think, you know, get there, and it's open to all ages. So if you are under 18 and win, then it will be paid into your parents' or guardian's account. And share 50,000 Rand. And with the Sharks bowling to these Dolphins, and I think there will be a few going all over the place. And then, of course, if the Dolphins bowling to some of these Sharks. I remember 10 years ago, Pat Lambie depositing a few into the Northwest grass. So I think get warmed up, get ready, and it's going to be really exciting. Another reason to get down to Sunday. I mean, tickets are starting at 100 Rand. It's for nothing. Gates open at 9 o'clock. Every festivities underway. The tosser will be busy at 10:30, and then first ball at 11 o'clock. And I mean a family day. You're not going to get much better. There's a lot of fun and activations to be had. And come out and enjoy it with us.
And Darren is there most.
And Darren and all the East Coast Radio DJs will be there. Jay Spoo will be on the decks. And a lot of fun and entertainment from the time you walk in to the time you walk out.
Literally, the entire East Coast Radio is going to be there. I know Comedy, T Ferry, all. The Ticket Ferry or some form of ferry is going to be there. You have to wear wings. I think you have to.
Oh, thanks.
Wings.
You get to do the coin toss. I must wear wings.
We'll find something for you. Well, maybe we can. You know what? We can share umpire roles. You know, we can we can do it together. Together. Okay. We do it all together. But okay. Imagine nice little family Sunday fun day out, and you just catch a ball with one hand, and on Monday morning, halala, 50,000 Rand in your bank account. I like that. Devin, thank you very much.
No, thanks very much. And we hope to see everyone in Durban at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead this weekend.
That's it, guys. That's the only thing. There are other things happening in the universe, but for us, it is the Finn Cup, which is happening on Sunday. Gates open at 9. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. CEO of the Dolphins, Heinrich Stradom, and Hollywood Bets Brand and Communications Manager, Devin Heffer. It's always an honour to have you with us here in the studio, and we love these big 50,000 Rand announcements.
You can't catch, you don't qualify. T's and C's apply. I know you were heading
just
for
double
this.
Check that. If the umpire catches one hand behind the crease, can we look into that?
We've got some ice cream available.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.